I'm back at the Old World Winery in Santa Rosa, which is small and family-run. After a long morning of picking grapes, it's time to process our harvest. Some wineries use a press to juice the grapes. That juice is then poured into containers for fermentation. But true to its nature, the Old World Winery uses a more traditional technique, feet. Owner Derek Trowbridge invites friends and family to help with the grape stomping after every pick. Franco Tabini is a representative of Old World Winery. He tells me how this all works.
So the process is everybody just kind of comes out, washes their feet off a little bit to sort of kind of rid it of debris and anything else that might be on it, just kind of like clothing matter and stuff like that. And then you're going to get into the bins and just stomp. It's just a full foot maceration. So right now, we're stomping the reds and whites together because this is a field blend, so it's a red and white field blend, everything that everyone picked today. And you're just going to stomp it until it's as juicy as it possibly can get. When it's mostly juice, then you have, of course, the skin matter in there, and then it soaks up in there for 24 hours or more. You get essentially the skin contact that is imbuing it with the yeast that it needs before it's barreled.
Heather Rawson is helping to stomp the grapes with her daughter, Isadora. She's part of Trowbridge's extended family. Their family's vineyards are around 120 years old and date back to when their Italian ancestors first came to California.
Izzy, this is grapes that your great-great-grandfather planted that were squishy.
How does it feel in there?
Oh, it feels great. It's just a fun experience.
How are your feet doing?
They are feeling the squishiness between my toes.
Is it cold?
This one isn't as cold as the other one, it seems like.
Old World Winery is certified natural wine, meaning that there are no additives, and it is farmed and processed using minimal technology. Stomping on the grapes helps imbue the juice with the natural yeast from the grape skins. The only thing that goes into the oak barrel is pure grape juice. The owner of the winery, Derek Trowbridge, says that making wine in this style has only recently become more popular.
I've been doing this for 20 years. And it's been probably the most difficult thing. It's like making art that nobody wants. You know, how do you stay alive? So, you know, my joke has always been I'm the starving artist of the wine industry. And now, you know, that is being chosen. You know, I kind of always knew that it was the next thing, but, you know, not knowing when it's going to happen. And it's really the millennials that are driving it. It's not our older, quote unquote, well-educated wine drinkers. They're coming around to it after the millennials have made it popular.
The grapes that we are stomping on will be turned into what's called a field blend, which means a mix of several grape varieties that are grown in the same field together. This particular blend consists of three white varieties and three red. Tabini gives me a taste.
You know that it's very good, but I'm a little disappointed that I can't taste the feet in there.
Kind of a shame, you know. You really want to be able to have all of those elements kind of commingling in there, but, you know, you get what you can sometimes.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.